It's great to have this UK paper while I'm charging my phones up. Well, it's not a UK paper, it's called Gulf News, but it's all in English, which is just amazing. And I'm just reading through about the Dubai Metro that was launched a few days ago, second day of operation. I think this is from today, yes, Saturday. So the Dubai Metro has been going a few days. They had a few problems. I think somebody pressed the emergency button and it messed the system up. Some people were trapped on trains for an hour or so. And as you can imagine, it's incredibly packed and busy with loads of excited people riding this thing about. But it's just amazing. I mean, there's just things that you don't understand as an outsider. You see pictures of this vast landscape of new construction going on, and it looks extremely hot, and you just all those things, you just, I don't know, for some reason you just don't consider to happen. And I wouldn't have thought that there was a metro here, but I'm just like blown away that there is. I'm also reading through the paper, and the headline is "Self-control vital as Ramadan nears end." Just as the last few minutes are the most critical for participants in marathon races, the last 10 days of Ramadan have been chosen by Allah to be the peak of self-control, worship, and abstinence. Even Prophet Muhammad made the mosque his home during these last 10 days. Most Muslims try to do the same and follow his path to attain the peak of spirituality and inculcate the true meaning of Ramadan. Muslims should spend the last 10 days at the mosque if they can possibly do so. This should not come at the cost of slacking on household, marital, or work duties. They should spend time reading the Quran, praying with fellow Muslims, and refraining from saying any bad or hurtful words to anyone. The purpose is to emerge from Ramadan with a clean, cleansed spirit. For people who cannot do that, they should control their actions and enhance their worship. It's just great to read this stuff. It's like it really adds another layer to the country, and I know I've only really just scratched the surface. So I'm going out. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to explore, and I'm hopefully going to get down to take some photos of some incredible bits of architecture. And I'm just waiting on an email or a direct message from my Dubai contact. See what time he wants me to go over there. And do the interview, hand over the phone. And then I guess I need to find directions for the festival because I'm not absolutely sure where that is yet.